Well, I'd like to invite our speaker, Leo, up, and I'd like to pray for him. All right, Leo, come on up. All right. I'll give you a little prayer like you do for everybody else. Lord, I pray that you just come and speak to Leo, that you speak to his heart and you speak to his mind, and if the things he's about to say can change completely, I pray that he's okay with that, because you're the one that guides words. You are the word. And I pray that through Leo's word, we find what you're trying to get to there. Give him peace, give him hope, and give him language. Yes, Lord. In his name.
Amen. God is good. And all the time. God is great. And every day. Wow. Say hello to the people on the Zoom. Good to see you guys. Well, my name is... Ila Leo, and it's a short version of Leo. So I have a wife, she's somewhere there, and I have two kids, and one is on the way. So I'm a little bit nervous because I was praying though, like the whole time, asking God, what should I do? And then finally, I'm trying to share my story, share how. Like this whole month we're talking about our identity, you know, and I want to share that to encourage us how God changed my life too, and how I found my identity in Christ. So, yeah, I'm from the family of eight, including me, back home. So I'm the eldest. But as you see, I'm gonna read this. So if you need coffee, you're gonna spend 2 hours today. I'll just tell. But yeah, my name is, I was in Hong Kong for 7 years. Before I go to Hong Kong, I was back home. I was a boy back home. I was even not finished school. I was just very not a good boy. I was just, school to me is like, I'm a very struggle in the school. I'm very bad in the school. So I'm really thank God I can speak English. Before, I am nothing, you know. And the only word I know is yes. No. And then if I see some of the foreigners in the village, sometimes they're so nice, you know. They say hi, and they say, hey, how are you? Yes. Are you hungry? Yes. Where's your home? Yes. I was like, I have no idea what they're talking about. You know? I was just, everything is yes, you know. But I really thank God, like, how I come this so far. So, yeah, growing up back home, it's very different, you know. Life in the village, I have a lot of friends. I done all, like, a lot of stuff, not good. I'm not supposed to do that. But when I grow up, but I heard about Jesus in my village. But I don't believe it. I don't have that heart to believe that Jesus is real. I just enjoy the life, you know. As we all know, I think we're all going through the same thing. Amen? I love you guys. And then, like, when I was back home, like, in the school, I always the last person, like, but you had to, they call you up. Like, this is the first person in the school. Like, they're smart kids. The poor kids, they're always like sitting in the back, just looking down. You know? Your parents try to see you, but you don't want to, because you don't want to be ashamed, you know, because there's a lot of shame back home. Like, it's a lot of hurt. So growing up in school, I have a really tough time. So that's why I didn't finish quick. The only thing I got to play sport. That's my heart. But I didn't know I raised waste all my family's money to pay all the fee, and then I find out, okay, I stop that, because when I come home, I feel sad for my parents. Like, they're working hard day and night to find money, and they want the best for us, but I didn't do the great job. I was just wasting all the money, wasting everything. So then I stop. I tell my dad, I want to help. I want to do something. I'm working for my family, And then I start working at the hotel. And it's more like more tourists there. So I work at the back of the kitchen. I just cleaning everything, you know. I was, when I was working there, and then my two of my cousins joined the Wyvern, in Wyvern. So they came to my village. They're looking for me. Came to my home and looking, they asked my parents. Well, I was working, come back home and they say, oh, good to see you. Say, I say, what are you guys doing here? I say, we just come to see you. And they say, okay. And they really brought the good message to me. They really brought something that I never see before, I never see that coming. They were saying how God, because I know my cousin. And when they share all this stuff to me, I say, hey, forget it. We're in the same boat. Why are you doing that to me? I say, no, we're not. We're a different boat. I say, what is a different boat? Because you're still doing something you're not supposed to do. But we do the same, but now we change. We go in Jesus' boat. So believe, we have to go, we have to use Jesus' boat, not other boat. So they ask me, they share about how God changed their life. I was really amazed, like how things going, how this my cousin changed their life. And then my first question is they're in Wyvern. Sorry, I've tried, my English is not, as you can tell, you know. I'm trying to make sure you guys understand what I say. I'm trying. Forgive me. So I asked them, they say they do the school in Wyvern. The Wyvern is a youth with a mission that for the young generation. Like so when you turn 18, you can go and do your school. And the Wyvern is like, it's very amazing. Like it's definitely changed your life. The mission. If you are youth tonight, today, there's a lot of option for you to do it. You know, don't waste your life. So Wyvern, I do my school in Wyvern. I went Wyvern. I told them there's a lot of foreigners in the Wyvern. There's a lot of them. I was like, oh, we have a problem here. Why? I don't speak English, you know. And they say, don't worry about it. And then because Wyvern like it's like a family, like everyone here they eat in the same like breakfast, lunch, dinner, like eat together. You know, that's where the one thing I like because there's a unity there, there's a community, and there's a love there. You know, like when you turn this side, there's someone here gonna pray for you. When you turn the other side, there's always a person there that like can help you out, like help to walk with Christ. You know, so. I joined them. First day, I would say, I'm going to go back home. I'm going to run away. Almost like Jonah. And try, early in the morning, I pick my stuff, walk out the house and try to get up. My cousin saw me. Where are you going? Just go for a walk. They, why are you taking your backpack? I was saying, I know what I say. They, come back, please, come back. We know where you're going. You're going to run away from here. I say, yes. I'm very nervous and scared, yes. And they say, don't worry. We like, also my cousin, they speak English, but not too bad, no. And then I told them, and I didn't know the leader is from my village. The leaders know my parents. I was like, oh, no. And he say, do you have your parents' phone number? Yes. They give it to me. And they say, I'm going to call your parents. You're not coming back. Usually, I was, oh no. I was so afraid. And then there's 6 months for school. 6 months. So I was planning after 6 months to go back. That 6 months changed my whole life. Changed my whole life. When I was doing to complete the 6 months, I never be the person I was before. I went back to my village. All my friends do the same thing. They do the same, ask the question. I'm trying to help them. Reach out to them and say, what are you talking about? You know, exactly the same question I asked my cousin. And I say, man, I believe there's a chance for you. And then I believe that God is calling for you. You know? And I tried to bring my friend because I know what I was going through first. It was not good. I told them, coming to Christ is the best thing in the life, very best. And recently, the thing in my heart, I'm like shame, no, very shame person, like to talk or something. So, and then when they a lot of time they say a lot of bad things to me, you know, like my friend, they like they're mocking me. They say, oh, we know you're not good, you know. So that's the thing that kind of like holding me up for a long time, like, and then bringing me afraid to help others, like. To be able to give the good news to others because of what I'm like what I'm carrying up from my past. Yes. So it takes me a while to ask God to break that way. And then finally I say God, and I believe when the story of Moses and we all know and Aaron, when Moses say I can't speak, I say I do the same thing. Lord, if you can use Moses, you can use me. I say, I believe that's the one thing I really love the Bible. No, there's a lot of great story there that really encourages us. No, and that's where I found out, oh, this is my true person here. See, in the Bible, that I found out my identity in the Bible. No, there's nothing. I couldn't like. I don't want to read any more books. I just want to read the book, the Bible, because I know this. They feed my heart. They feed my spirit. They feed my soul. No. So that's when I grew up in Bible. I was really thank God I become so long, you know, come this far. When I go back to my friend, I say, and now I bring my friend to Christ, you know. So yeah, I was so God, thank you for using me. And then I pray God, please, I want to go out. I want to go out of my country. I want to feel peace for Hong Kong. And then I came to Hong Kong for 7 years. I served there, so I can show you some of the picture like what I was doing in Hong Kong for 7 years. As you can see there, when you change your life, and you know your identity in Christ, you can do anything. You can help each other, help other people, serve other people, right? Because God wants us to serve others. So the question for us: what are we doing for our identity? Are we just keeping to ourselves, or are we feel comfortable with that? There's a lot of need outside here. It's a lot of need. People need to know who they are. No, we point them. This is the word. This is their identity inside you. Because I know we all. Because I know a lot of things they're holding us back, shame, hurting. But don't let those things. And even like people. Sometimes people looking down on you. Sometimes people say things that to you. It doesn't matter what they say. So only one man know who you are. Amen. It's only Jesus Christ. So no matter what people think you are, how bad you are as before, forget it. So only one person you can listen to. The only one man is God. So I was in Hong Kong. My heart is, I love the poor. I love the homeless people. So, and they sleep in the street and they're very dirty. And then a lot of people, a lot of other, like organizers, they come just bring stuff and go. My heart is to spend time with them, to sit down and to hear what is in their heart. A lot of them going through different difficult times. The family left them, the kids left them, even the house, there's no space for the house, they kick them out. And that's where God put him out. So we cutting their hairs. So as you can see that picture. After cutting the hair, we wash their hair. After washing their hair, we wash their feet. And then all of their feet, they are very dirty. And you see, like, it's like all like disease. I say, God, use me. I'm not looking at the word. I want to heal this man. I want to give hope to these guys. I want to show them there's a hope, there's a future for them. As you can see that, we're washing their head. And see, it's the old man as a new man. Old man is gone, new man is gone. So that's what we do in Hong Kong. We serve, and we do evangelism on the street. We go to the place, we go there and we share them that Jesus have plan for you. Jesus have hope for you. That's like I say, even your family left you, but I tell you, my God has never left you. He's there with you every day in the street. When you sleep, sometimes people steal your stuff, but Jesus knows. He looked down and, hey, I see you. I see my son. I see my daughters there. So as I come today, my heart, I don't know if, as you can see from here, you have been here. I want that only if you feel comfortable, only if you feel that God wants you to come, we're going to stand in front of you. We're going to wash your feet. Don't feel shame. We love the stinky feet too. Don't worry about that. No. If you want to come, you're welcome. We're going to open in front of you. We love to serve. Because I know my identity in Christ. So I want to serve others. I want to help others. I want to let them know their identity in God. So I don't have much time. But we're going to play a background sound. And just open your heart in God. Open your heart and ask God what he wants for you. You know, very simple. Yes or no. So, yeah, we're going to play the background song. So, yeah, just open your heart and we ask my team to come up. And as we are serving you today, don't be afraid, you know. Don't be afraid like, oh, I'm okay. I don't know my other three, but I'm okay to serve you. So, thank you.
At the last night that Jesus had with his disciples, he went and washed their feet, and it was a habit then of anybody coming into the house, because they had to walk through the streets full of cow dung, everything. The servant usually did that, and Jesus said, if you want to be a leader, you need to be servant of all. And he showed by his life that he was a servant by serving others and washing their feet. A rabbi in that time would never have done that. But Jesus did it because he knew that he had to show humbleness, Lord God, that he wanted in his people. That it's not those that are full of pride that are going to rise to the top. It's those who humble themselves before him and before others. And so this is a chance to, and Peter said, no, Lord, don't wash my feet. Wash all of me. And he said, no, only your feet need to be cleansed. And when we walk through the world, it's our feet that touch the ground. It's our feet that are part of this world. And we need our feet washed continually. It's a symbolic thing of where we touch the world, we need to be washed. And I just welcome you to come up, and where you've had struggles in this world, that you let it be washed away. And I bless those who are washing and showing humility and touching others' feet.
Be sitting in front of you and be able to continue. You know? But if you want to leave earlier, don't worry. You're free and happy Thanksgiving.